everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He is one of the world's leading experts in economic warfare and financial terrorism. Having managed over $2.5 billion in global markets within a decade after being handpicked by Sir John Templeton to build the Templeton Private Client Group. His groundbreaking report, Economic Warfare, Risk and Responses, written for the Department of Defense in 2009, was also used to brief members of Congress, past and present, U.S. senators, the CIA, DIA, FBI, SEC, Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and state and local law enforcement, as well as being brought before CNBC, Fox News, Glenn Beck, and other major news outlets. But what was done about it? Here to talk about this and more in part one of my two-part conversation is author of his newly released Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. Would you welcome with me today, owner and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Counsel and my honored guest, Mr. Kevin Freeman. Kevin, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Let me make a correction here. You are the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Counsel, and you have a history in the financial industry that has brought you before the very prominent as a consultant. So, audience, you are listening to someone who is an expert in their field. Let's get right to it, Kevin. You said the Pentagon asked you to write a report on the 2008 market meltdown. What were the results of that report, and why weren't they made public?
Well, the answer to the first part of the question, the results of the report, we found unequivocally that our financial markets could be used as weapons to bring down our economy, that sophisticated investors around the world could use credit default swaps, naked short selling, a lot of complex Wall Street, lack of a better term, let's call them secret weapons. In fact, Warren Buffett called them financial weapons of mass destruction. And they could be used almost without our notice and to attack our economy. And that was a stark awareness, a wake-up call for a lot of people in the Pentagon. But I'm sad to say that despite the fact that we proved it without question, there's been very little done about it. And the reason is that most people don't see that as their mandate. That's not what they're charged with accomplishing or dealing with. The Pentagon didn't want it, the Treasury Department, the SEC, and you go down the line, no one really felt that they had a grasp on it, and so it literally lays undealt with.
Now, Kevin, you're a world-renowned expert on economic warfare and financial terrorism. For the rest of us, can you put into layman's terms the weapons the terrorists are using against us, and why?
In 1999, two colonels from the People's Liberation Army were charged with this task, determine how we could attack America if we needed to. And they found that their military capabilities weren't up to the task. They couldn't do it plane to plane, tank to tank. So they wrote a book titled Unrestricted Warfare that identified a number of various weapons that could be used. Some of them were cyber weapons, and we've seen the Chinese very active in cyber attacks and cyber hacking. One of the prime weapons that they mentioned was a stock market crash. And how would they do it? They looked to none other than a man named George Soros. Mr. Soros is famous for having broken the Bank of England in the early 90s and for having destroyed the Asian economies in the late 90s. People attribute those techniques to him. What he said happened in 2008 was a bear raid using short selling and credit default swaps. And those are complex terms, but But when it comes down to it, they're bets against the future of our market and the bets against the future of our economy. And that's what we saw take place in 2008, and that's what we're seeing take place in Greece and Ireland and Italy and Spain today.
Wow. What would be someone like Mr. George Soros' motive for doing such a thing?
Well, you know, I can't speak to Mr. Soros, and I'm not trying to suggest that he's the person who caused this to happen. I don't have any evidence or proof of that, and I don't want to deal with lawsuits. What I am suggesting is the Chinese said that his approach and his strategy is what needed to happen. Now, what we do have evidence on is that out of the Middle East, sovereign wealth funds in various parts of the Middle East, even Osama bin Laden, when he was killed, SEAL Team 6 found a strategy paper for destroying the economies of Europe. And if you want to get their motive is, they don't believe in free markets, they don't believe in capitalism, they don't believe in Western values, and they certainly don't believe in the American way and the American system. So their motive is to bring America down.
So then, Kevin, why in our government, the United States of America, why has such a serious threat, as you've just described, gone unnoticed? Where is Washington and the Obama administration in all of this?
I believe it's gone. I've been told it's gone unnoticed for two reasons. One, I mentioned earlier, most people say, well, that's not my job. We don't deal with financial markets as the Pentagon. And the SEC will say, well, that's not my job. We're not. Our job is not to protect from foreign attackers or foreign enemies. That would, and so it falls between those mandates. But I think the bigger problem is it doesn't fit the political narrative. People don't want to talk about a new line of threat or a new type of threat if it threatens their political position. And so the Democrats don't want to talk about it because, frankly, it happened in 2008 prior to the election, and a lot of people want to attribute that to an effort to put Barack Obama in the White House. And I'm not suggesting that, but that's what a lot of people have said. And the second aspect is the Republicans want to hang the economy around the neck of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Community Reinvestment Act and the Obama administration. And so instead of dealing with and looking for the real problem, they say, we found our answer. We found what the cause was, and we want to stick with that.
Well, you know, in your book, you talk about three phases of the attack. Can you explain what that is?
Yes. Phase one was when the price of oil went from $50 a barrel in January 2007 to $150 a barrel in June 2008. It weakened our entire economy. It gave people the Sophie's choice. Do I pay my gasoline bill or do I pay my mortgage? It was a very difficult time for our economy, and it didn't happen because there was a supply disruption. It was the first time in history that oil prices tripled without an embargo or some other supply disruption. And what we found it was, the cause of it was money flooding in primarily from the Middle East into the paper oil markets, oil futures markets, and driving prices higher. That set us up for weakness that was then exploited in phase two, which was a direct attack on the stock market, finding the weakest companies in the chain. And if you break the weakest links in the chain falls apart. And that's literally what happened to our stock market. We lost something like $50 trillion of value globally and $13 trillion of American value, and the stock market itself lost more than 55%, almost 60% decline in the stock market. And that's what caused the Great Recession that we're dealing with now.
Wow.
Phase three is yet to come, which is an attack on our currencies and our treasury markets, our sovereign credit. And that's what we're seeing happening in Europe. As Greece is almost under, and all of the talk, every day you open the newspapers, Greek finance minister says this, or the European community says this, it's all because nobody wants to trust Greek bonds anymore. And the same tools that were used to attack Greece are the same tools that I identified in my book and my research for the Pentagon 3 years ago, and said phase three will be an attack on sovereign nations' credit and their currencies. And we're seeing that happen and play out. And if the dollar goes down as the reserve currency of the world, it will include massive inflation in the United States and a worsening recession moving into a depression. And that's what we're worried about.
And that's what you also talk about in your book, Kevin, how this financial attack would affect every American. Can you be a little more specific for the layman? It sounds so ominous. When do you think this attack could occur, and how is it going to affect middle America?
Well, we saw some evidence, maybe even Pearl Harbor evidence, at the start of the week, where the Iranians said, we're not going to take dollars or even euros for our oil. When we sell oil to India or China, they're going to pay us in gold. That is a move against the dollar and its reserve currency status. If that succeeds and they remove that status in phase three, every American is going to be harmed because the cost of anything we import will go up dramatically. The dollar will not buy on world markets what it's buying today. And at the same time, it will slow our economy dramatically, and the net result is more people will be out of work, less manufacturing, and so forth. So we're facing a very serious problem, and it could be as soon as 6 months from now, it could be as long as 6 years from now, and if we take the right steps now, and I outline them both personally and corporately as a society, we can fend this off. We're still the greatest economy in the world. We still have the greatest citizens in the world and the greatest system in the world. If we address it now and deal with it, we can fend it off and win this economic war.
Kevin, can you talk a little bit about, in our remaining couple of minutes here, what the average American can do to protect himself? Can you give us some highlights? And then for part two, which will take place next week, I want you to talk a little bit more in detail about your book, but also we want to talk about your faith, Kevin, the backbone of everything you do in your life and how that has segued into what you are doing today and what you are trying to warn the American people about. And in our closing moments, would you just give us some highlights on what we can do now? And then, Kevin, we look forward to having you back on Testimony.
Thank you. Certainly. Three things you can do. Number one, we need to educate ourselves. And so I put up a website, secretweapon.org, that has a lot of free information. It's got access points for the book, but a lot of free information in a blog and videos and otherwise that can educate people. And it's not selling something, although we want people to buy the book, but education is number one. The number two thing is properly diversify your investment holdings. And we outline what that proper diversification includes. It includes having some hard assets, some real assets, but don't put all your money in the mattress. Don't take just dollars and U.S. currency and stick it somewhere, even in a bank account, because that may not be a safe place going forward. And the third is, if you can, get professional management and make sure they're educated on this topic, but they can help guide, because things shift very quickly. You wouldn't put all your money in gold, because at one point gold could be bad, but you should have some gold in all your portfolios, at least for most people, depending on their situation. So the point is, educate, diversify, and professional management.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to founder and CEO Kevin Freeman of Global Investment Council. We will have Kevin with us back next week to talk more about his groundbreaking The Secret Weapon. Kevin, thank you very much for being with us today. We look forward to having you back next week on Testimony.
Thank you, Jensi.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony. Last week you heard from one of the world's leading experts in economic warfare and financial terrorism, founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council, Kevin Freeman. His shocking book, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, was written to warn the American people when Washington went silent. Political reasons? You be the judge. Lieutenant Retired General Jerry Boykin calls secret weapon a critical read for every American. And it is, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we are going to talk more about Mr. Freeman's findings and what every American can do to protect themselves. But also in this segment, we are going to talk about a secret weapon of another kind. This is the kind of weapon that Kevin and his family have built their future, their hopes, and their dreams upon. It's the kind of secret that has no financial fallout or lack. In fact, it's free. Would you welcome back to Testimony my honored guest and friend, CEO and founder of Freeman Global Investment Counsel, Mr. Kevin Freeman. Kevin, thank you for being with us again on Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. Happy to be here.
Kevin, you gave a riveting report of your book, Secret Weapon, which is a book that's been released to warn the American people. I encourage everyone listening to pick up a copy of your book. They can go to Amazon.com or www.secretweapon.com, your blog, your Facebook, Twitter. In this segment, though, we're going to talk about the free gift that was given to you, the gift of salvation, your relationship with Jesus Christ, Kevin, and how you think it is important for every American to first establish this investment, this relationship. Kevin, can you please tell us that story?
I can, and not to precede that, but secretweapon.org, secretweapon.com will take you to a completely different website, but secretweapon.org is our website. But the foundation of it is, even the name of the book, Secret Weapon, is in reference to the fact that the weapons of our warfare, according to the Scripture, are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. The secret for our nation and for us individually is trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing else that can protect us. There is nothing else that we can look to in any way, financially, spiritually, emotionally. The only answer, I believe, comes from knowing Jesus.
How did you come to faith in Jesus Christ, Kevin, and how did you get propelled these last 30-plus years as an expert in economic warfare and financial terrorism? What drove you to this place?
I came to know Jesus because I had wonderful parents who took me to church and shared the gospel. I grew up in a terrific community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and had many good friends. And I've sought God in every respect of my life. I've had my mistakes. Everybody has, but God's always been gracious, and the Holy Spirit's always been there to guide me. And I firmly believe that if we listen, we can hear the voice of God. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not follow." And I spent about 2 years just repeating that back to the Lord every day, every afternoon, going the same time and saying, "God, this is your promise, and I'm claiming it for myself. I want to hear your voice." And I've heard his voice in some miraculous ways, and I know that that voice is available for every one of his sheep, every believer.
Well, part of the reason we do testimony here is based on the scripture, Revelation 12:11, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If someone doesn't speak up, if someone is not able to hear the truth, then what hope is there for them to really change their life? And isn't this the reason why you wrote Secret Weapon, to inform, to educate, to give people hope that not only is there a practical answer in this economic world we're living in and the crisis that we are currently experiencing here in the United States, but also there's a spiritual weapon that every Christian, every financier, every global economist can call upon. Kevin, would you just talk about that, more about your book, and how, as a Christian, we should be viewing the world today, our economy, the financial crisis we're experiencing? And if you could talk about the upcoming election, Kevin, who do we need in the office that will back America and will back what's in your book?
Well, first, let me say, when I wrote the book, I asked the Lord, "What do you want me to say, and how do you want me to say it?" And it starts with the dedication, which says it's dedicated by faith to God Almighty, that by His Spirit, because of His grace, He might be glorified. And it quotes 1 Corinthians 10:31. And then it mentions God again, just in the very endings, the last words that I wrote before the notes, where it talks about the problem that we're facing is a spiritual problem. It is not a financial problem or even a defense problem. The Bible says very clearly in Deuteronomy that the nations that have to borrow from many but lend a few, in which the alien lives and rises higher and higher while the believer falls lower and lower, that's a nation under a curse. It needs a spiritual solution for a spiritual problem. And so I suggest in there that the only hope is to return our hearts to the Lord in repentance. And I even quote President Reagan at the end, who says that if we ask God to protect America, but we leave Him over on the shelf in our day-to-day living, it's not going to help us. So the answer is a spiritual answer. We have enemies that live among us. They're using our financial markets, and they're destroying our wealth. And it's like the locusts eating our crops. And we've got to cry out to God. We've got to say, Lord God, give us wisdom and insight. How do we protect ourselves? In doing so, we also need wisdom and insight. We need to be putting a spiritual leader in the Oval Office, not someone who hates America, but someone who loves America, someone who will support Israel, someone who will stand for godly things in our nation. And I'm not going to say which of the candidates we need to be supporting, but I will say that we need to check our hearts and pray and ask God for wisdom and guidance, because there are candidates who stand with America, and there are candidates who stand against America, and we need a candidate who will seek God first and then stand with America.
Kevin, you give a lot of credit to the Holy Spirit in your spiritual walk. How has that affected what you are doing as a global economist, and how can those listening who are laymen in this field tap into that same Holy Spirit that has led, guided, and directed you?
Well, when you look at when Jesus rose to be with the Father and seated at His right hand in Acts, Peter calls together a bunch of people, 3,000 people get saved, and people say, what is that that's going on? And he says it very plainly, this is the promise of God, this is the Holy Spirit, this is God Himself coming down to dwell among men, and this is, you know, this is the moment of greatness of God's interaction with humans that propels the church, and the church grows. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is active and alive in the church today and in our lives today. And so as an economist or a financial person, I pray and seek God. I need wisdom. I need answers. I need direction. Now, I wish I could say that every morning I wake up and the Holy Spirit says, this is the stock you should buy today. I would have bought Apple Computer this morning. It was up $26 or something. Or I would have bought it yesterday evening. And who knows? I would love that. And that would be fantastic. And we'd all be very extremely wealthy. But it doesn't seem to work that way. Holy Spirit gives us information as believers that He wants to give us when He wants to give us. Now, if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God, and He gives generously and liberally, and I believe that comes from the Holy Spirit. But it requires that we stay in His Word. It requires that we stay in the fellowship of the saints. It requires that we keep tuned into His voice. But I believe He's talking, and I believe that if we stay tuned into Him, we will hear His voice, just like Jesus promised. Jesus said, I'll go to be with the Father, but I will send back a comforter, the Holy Spirit, and He'll take the things that are mine and the things that He hears, and He'll repeat them to you. And that, I believe, is the role of God in the church today, and I believe that's what sets us apart from every other religion and every other belief system. And I think it should affect every aspect of our daily lives.
Well said. Kevin, I want you to talk now a little bit more about your book, Secret Weapon, www.secretweapon.org. For those who just may have tuned in, you're listening to CEO and founder of Freeman Global Investment Counsel, Kevin Freeman. He's written a riveting book, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market in 2008. Kevin, in our couple minutes remaining here, would you talk to the American people? Talk to Christians everywhere. Would you talk to our friends in Israel and tell them what they need to be doing, who they need to be contacting to wage their own war of defense against the economic crisis in our country today?
Certainly. What we found in my research, and we published it in the book, and we tried to make it as easy to read and understandable so the average layman without sophistication on Wall Street could understand, that there are enemies of our nation, China, Russia, Venezuela, Iran, pockets in those nations that have used our financial markets as an attack point to destroy our economy, and their game plan isn't finished. They have a phase three attack coming. It's designed to destroy the dollar as a currency that's used around the world. And I've had friends that have been in Europe lately where they've said they wouldn't even take our dollars in Italy. That's crazy. The euro is under attack as well, but they didn't want dollars. They're trying to destroy confidence in currencies and governments. And the reason for it is because there is a interest of radical Islam to destabilize the world, and it's teamed up at times with Marxism with the intention of taking down capitalism and taking down that aspect also. So what we need to do to protect ourselves, again, we need to educate ourselves. And that's why we put secretweapon.org. That's why I wrote the book, so people can get as much information as possible. And then we need to band together. We need to demand that our leaders address this. And we've started that process, and we have some leaders in Washington now ready to address it, and I'll be there in a couple of weeks to create that focus. But we need to band together, and we need to pray. That's the third thing. We need to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, and we need to pray and ask God for His mercy. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then He'll hear from heaven, and then He'll heal our land. And I believe that applies to Israel, and I believe it applies to the United States of America that was founded on Christian principles by Christian people.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to CEO and founder of Freeman Global Investment Counsel. He is one that was handpicked by Sir John Templeton to manage over $2.5 billion in global market assets over a 10-year period. He's been an advisor to congressmen, senators, the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI. He's world-renowned for his work in this field. You can hear more about Kevin's testimony and get his book at secretweapon.org. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Freeman, God bless you, Kevin, for your work for the kingdom and for all of us Americans everywhere. Thank you for being with us on Testimony.
Thank you so much, Cindy. God bless.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JenSinebard.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony.